Last year, we were in Castlebar as part of our tour around Ireland ahead of the general election. It seems much longer than a year ago. And while the virus was one of our stories, it wasn't one of those looking looking for votes and those about to vote were focusing on. Instead, it was other health concerns and housing. Record levels of homelessness, the affordability of buying a home, renting a home and holding on to that home. And a year later, those challenges remain. We heard yesterday about that report from Irish Surveyors that most people, even those with relatively well-paid jobs, couldn't afford any of the new apartments being built today. And today, a report by the Simon Community on just how hard it remains for people looking to rent a home, especially if they're on low income and on their own. Wayne Stanley is head of policy at the Simon Community. Wayne Stanley, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
Homelessness has fallen in the last year. How significantly has it fallen?
It's fallen by 20%, and that's really welcome. And that's a testament to collaborations between organisations like Simon and other NGOs, local authorities and the Department of Housing. But it's been driven by a very welcome reduction in family homelessness. And that's a big part of the reason for that has been the government moratorium on evictions and rent increases and the capacity of our services to continue, even in the midst of the pandemic, to support people out of homelessness and into homes, either through utilising things like HAP or through working with local authorities and making allocations available.
We'll talk about your report in just a moment, Wayne. Sorry.
Okay, no problem.
Are the restrictions on evictions, are they still there at the moment?
They are. They're actually at the highest level now at the moment because while the 5 kilometre capacity in the level 5 where you can only go within 5 kilometres, that's what triggers a full moratorium on evictions and rent increases.
Now, your report was looking at, we'll say, the availability of homes for people to rent, and it found that it hasn't really changed an awful lot in the last year, and the affordability hasn't changed much either.
No, I mean, that's one of the things, I suppose, at the start of the pandemic, with the impact it had on short-term lets, on holiday lets, and what we're seeing in terms of people maybe anticipating that working from home is going to become a more structural part, that we thought we would see a fall in the cost of renting and we'd see an increase in supply. That hasn't. Across the country, that hasn't manifested. There has been some progress in Dublin in terms of supply, but affordability hasn't come in the way that we'd hoped. And around the country, outside of Dublin, it's really dire. Particularly, what this report shows particularly is single people have really been left behind. And we see that in the homeless figures as well. While that 20% fall has been driven by, again, a really welcome fall in family homelessness, so it's really good that we're getting those, particularly those children, out of homelessness. Single people have been left behind, and the number of single people in homelessness has actually increased over the last year.
We were talking to Michael McGrath and indeed others earlier about what's going to happen when restrictions are lifted, and of course many people are waiting to see what's going to happen, many people trying to decide and make plans. For those who are renting and for those who are precariously renting, what can they expect to happen when restrictions are lifted?
I really don't want to be coming on with a doomsday scenario, but there's a real concern that we're going to go back to the same issues that we had pre-pandemic in terms of the lack of availability, the lack of supply that was there, the lack of affordability in our housing system that was there pre-COVID, and that's going to see increases in homelessness. I suppose on a positive note, there are things we can do. The government, as an immediate action, when we look at the discretion that's available to local authorities to increase the HAP rates in Dublin, that works quite well for us because there's a 50% discretion to the local authorities. Outside of Dublin, it's only 20%. And to give you one example, in Cork, we just looked at it yesterday, there's the Cork's one area of Cork, there's 100 properties to rent. With the current 20% increase, 5 of those properties become available to somebody on a HAP payment. If that was increased to 50%, 27% of those properties would become available. So that's an immediate action. Now, long term, we can't keep chasing rents. We can't keep trying to keep people into the market by constantly chasing rents. So we need a shift in strategy away from developer-led building towards getting builders to build, but having local authorities lead that kind of work. And if we move to that into the long term, and okay. the innovations that the government is talking about, like cost rental, if we up our ambition on those kind of things into thousands of properties, we can okay. bring affordability into the system.
Wayne Stanley, thank you for taking our call this morning. That's Wayne Stanley, Head of Policy at the Simon Community.